الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We should consider today is already the 24th Roza is finished already, that it not just be on our tongue, Ramzan is going so fast, but really let us think and also think for everyone, for ourselves, what have I done in this Ramzan? Already the month is like gone. What a precious and valuable occasion every moment of Ramadan is. I couldn't do anything. And what we done also is also really lamentable. We didn't do it at all in the correct way, with the correct spirit and enthusiasm. Alhamdulillah, on the other hand, we must make shukr also. But also let this attitude don't come that I've done a lot. And also that don't care attitude. Well, Ramadan came, it's gone, it's gone, it's finished, it's so quickly, it's finished. No, we should feel sorry. And as our elders, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, if my ummah knew what is the month of Ramadan, they will want the whole year, all the time to be Ramadan. Really, it's a very valuable time. And this last Ashara now, also what normally happens when a person comes towards the end, he becomes a bit lax also. Let that not also set in onto us how much we can. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, our ibadat, our du'as, and not forgetting, of course, our islah also all the time. That our islah must also be done, and according to what Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we acquire this taqwa. This Ramadan month is for this taqwa. So we should keep on making du'as. And also to be amongst those in this last 10 days especially, that Allah makes us amongst those who are set free from the fire of Jahannam. We make that dua for ourselves, our family, for all, the whole ummah also. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. On Monday night we discussed about problems that comes in a person's life. And first of all, to identify them, whether it is because of our sins and gunas, or whether it is, and in there are a few things. It's our sins, our gunas. And so Allah Ta'ala punishes us. It may be a punishment, and it may be also a reminder that we are doing wrong. So Allah gives us just a reminder, a warning also. So to be able to identify that, or whether it is a test from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah wants to, a person wants to be, who writes a test, gets a higher position. You pass, you go higher up. So whether it's a test from Allah Ta'ala, or whether Allah has fixed a high position for a person and he hasn't reached it, so Allah brings these conditions on him. And the method of it, we gave that one, two examples. That one is, like if a crook stabs you, then that is, you feel that, you feel the pain also more, mentally also, psychologically, you are very disturbed about it. On the other hand, you go for an operation, and the doctor puts a knife on you also, for which you sign and you pay also. And you'll tell the doctor, thank you also. So there is a difference. So our attitude can help us greatly to identify whether this was a punishment from Allah, and of all those types, whether it was a reminder, whether it was a warning, etc., or whether it is a cleansing up operation, on that side, whether it was a cleansing up operation. On this side, whether it was a test from Allah, whether Allah wants to give us a higher position, etc., that will be how we will feel. And the feeling is that Allah has made it, Allah destined this for me, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, what Allah has designed for me, I accept it, then that is a sign that it is not a punishment from Allah. It's not really a warning also, but it is on this side, that it is. Allah wants to give us a higher position. Allah was just testing us, etc. And also, another, for example, we heard in Shauq-e Watan that the believers who will go to Jahannam, that their suffering will not be like the non-believers. For example, it also comes that the fire of Jahannam, one of its effects will be, it will go straight onto the heart. And the heart is the most delicate part of a person. But for the believers, it won't go to their heart. This will be for the non-believers in Jahannam. So it will be more like a cleansing up operation. Of course, Allah save us all, everyone from one moment also in the fire of Jahannam. We can't even ever imagine it. Yeah, this worldly little bit, just this steam of boiling water, we can't put our hand in there. And so how are we going to take the fire of Jahannam? How severe? And also the kitab, reading all the kitabs which are being read, we should have just, well, it's kitab reading. But Allah make it that we listen to it properly. Very, very valuable advisors, talks are being passed on. And Allah let us understand that, like the horrible day of Qiyamah. And repeatedly, in how many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has explained it. And we should take heed of it. And those of us who are not alims, who haven't studied Arabic, but repeatedly reading Quran, a person can make out also that, yeah, about the fire of Jahannam, etc. And Allah give us tawfiq, we should try and see some good translation of the Quran Sharif, ask our ulama that which translation can I see, and then now when we should try and make a point to try and check up also. So that will help us. That is also part of our deen, to know about that side of it also. Like Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, he was the keeper and he had the secrets of all who were the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. He said, I know this is your secret, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you not to tell anyone, but all I want to know if Umar's name is not in there. So how concerned, this concern we should have. So for all about Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he should cry at a qabr when he should go. His beard used to become wet. So we shouldn't be just so unmindful about it also. And on the other hand, we read also that about muraqabah maut, a sheikh should advise and prescribe to his murids to do muraqabah maut, but with the precaution that if he can manage that. Everyone cannot manage the muraqabah maut. It's too heavy if you think of all the punishment and what happened. Everyone can't take it, and then a person might even, he goes in a depressed state, or he goes, perhaps even worse conditions can overtake him. So it's not for everyone that he can make that muraqabah. In our times, Hazrat Manana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should not even call a Qabristan. He should say the waiting room of Akhirat. Because even Qabristan people can't take it. So that also. But anyway, little bit at least, it should be in our mind. We shouldn't become so unmindful as though these things don't exist. The Quran also laments on that condition, that the people who are just don't care attitude, don't worry, nothing about Akhirah, nothing about Maut, etc. We don't worry, and we just want to make ourselves happy. That's the way of the non-believers also. And in fact, all the counseling, and that is also based partly on this, that for a Muslim, we can't be unmindful of that. But they, to make you happy and to remove, they give you whatever things, but just to make you unmindful of thinking about that. And that cannot be in the life of a Muslim. Anyway, when we discussed that, and towards the end, a remedy for that was the month of Ramadan. Itikaf had just started. And this is that whatever our condition is, and we are going through halat, and everyone goes through halat. In this world, Allah has made it that nobody is free from halal. But now we should sit and identify, is it a good condition? Is the condition physically, outwardly, is an undesirable condition. But then, is it a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala or is it a nikmat? A ni'mat that Allah wants to give us a higher stage, etc., etc. Nikmat, it's a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah, our deen is nobody can be a loser in our deen. Nobody can fail. We can fail. Even if it is an adab, we can change it into a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has made it readily available. Just by a person resorting to tawbah, istighfar. Like for example, the father, he had determined to give, punish the son and give him whatever punishment. But now the son cries and asks for help. And forgiveness, and I won't do it, and he does it, and the father gets in his heart that he is sincere. If he wanted to give him, for example, 50 shots, he'll make stop at 10 now. So just like that, when Allah is punishing us, and we turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala, Allah will also let us go. A person is in prison, he gets a 10 years, 20, 50 years jail in prison. But because of his good behavior, etc., they say no, he's good. They let him out. They let him out so much. How many years earlier they let him out? So we also. So if that condition comes onto a person, just turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will let us off. Allah will let us go, even if it is a punishment from Allah. If it is that Allah wants to raise our stages, and then also we turn in humility and humbleness to Allah, that I can't take this, oh Allah, I'm very weak, I just can't take it, please Allah. Allah will make it easy. Allah is most, most merciful and most kind. So we should accept it like that. Then the other solution that we explained that Ramzan is here now, and we turn to Allah Ta'ala. But the solution to all our problems, as the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib has written, and all our elders have written, that Hadrat Shaykh writes that when problems come on an individual, on a family, on a community, and the ummah at large also, then Hazrat says it was the practice, the conviction, and the conviction and the practice of our elders also that they what they did. And Hazrat says it is my conviction also, and it is my practice also, that when problems come, and all of us have got problems of various degrees, then two things Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written. One is abundance of durood sharif, and the other is that tawbah and istighfar. And really the pasay manzar, the thing behind it, what it is, that when we have problems, now the solution also, let us identify the solution also. The solution, one is that I think according to my mind I'll find the solution. And many people think like that, which is, you're not going to get the answer. What is my brain? How much do I know? And that problem, how much can I fathom the problem? From where is it coming? What is the actual problem? It is not within a man to be able to identify this. When we do it ourselves, normally we will think of material things of this world. And in there also, many people go into wrong things also, which are not permissible at all. Like for example, you go to a witchcraft doctor. You go to some sangoma, Allah protect and save us all. That is totally wrong. In that, you go to a doctor, to a hospital for treatment. That is permissible, no problem. You go to a lawyer for a legal case, etc., all those which are permissible. But those also are not the real solutions. The real solution is only with Allah Ta'ala. And the real solution in our deen also is that whenever there are problems, what we require, Allah puts it into our minds, which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has explained here, that we have to draw the rahmat of Allah. So how to draw the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah? Allah has shown us all the ways. And Allah sent His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us how to take that rahmat. Wherever Allah's rahmat comes, then Allah's azab goes away from there. And where there is Allah's rahmat, and we bring about causes of Allah's azab, then Allah's azab comes there. Like for example, we are in the masjid, we are reading Quran Sharif, two friends sitting, two, three friends. And now we sort of close our Qurans, or we don't even close them, and we start talking about dunya things. Now in the masjid, and the Quran Sharif is open also, and also one, look, food for thought for us. One good friend of us wrote, Ali, mashallah, teaching Hibs class, and a point where his mind reaches, mashallah. He says, while I'm teaching, I'm a Hafiz Ustad. And the students, they are naughty. They didn't learn the sabak. We have to reprimand them. He says, sometimes without closing the Quran, I reprimand him. So he says, isn't this bay-adabi of the Quran? The Quran Sharif is open, and you are shouting. Sometimes you use, inshallah, no vulgar language, but some very harsh words also you might be using. And the Quran Sharif is open. So see how far, mashallah, how Allah opens the mind, and a person thinks of adab and respect also. So anyway, if we now close the Quran or we leave it open, or like when we are making wudu is a source of drawing Allah's rahmat. But now we start talking with one another, wasting water also, talking with one another also, all the disturbance we are causing. So now there, where we were in an amal of drawing Allah's rahmat, but now we draw the wrath and the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we have to be careful of all those things. So what we actually require is the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. And Allah has shown us through His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how we can draw that rahmat. And one undoubted source is Durood Sharif. Salawat ala Nabi. Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi, our Shaykh many times taught us and quoted Ibn Abidin Shami that as-salatu ala al-nabi mustajabun qat, that durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% it is accepted, and it draws the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. And when Allah's rahmat comes, then our problems can get solved. So one great thing, and if we have a particular, like that we read Durood Sharif, whatever, how we are reading, we should carry on reading. But if we have a particular problem, then read that Durood Sharif with that intention that Allah relieves us of this problem here. So one great thing is the recitation of Durood Sharif. The other thing which has the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, Tawbah and Istighfar. Tawbah and Istighfar is such a great means that Allah has given us also to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So how much we resort when we have got problems, then like even if it's like with the family, let the whole family get together and we all make Tawbah Istighfar. Dua also, we ask for forgiveness actually. And just reading Istighfar also. The words of Istighfar and Tawbah are also very, very valuable. And Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain that in our deen, words, just the words also, are very valuable. The reality is, that is the actual thing. But even the words, Hazrat said, for example, what beautiful examples of Hazrat, that if you say the word, you read a whole tasbih of shaitan, who will read also Allah protector, or Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, all that, you read that, you can't expect any thawab. But you read shaitan as a word of the Quran Sharif, inna shaitana lakum aduvum mubin, so much thawab when you're reading the word shaitan. But now because it is Quran Sharif, you read about Qarun. You read it as a word of the Quran, see the Quran, if you are making tilawat of Quran. Now there is thawab in that. So just those words also got a reward. In this also it is explained, Allah Ta'ala, let us understand the value of our deen. Just for that one little incident that is quoted, that a king, his son, had some ailments in his stomach, whatever the pain, So he tried all doctors, which is our normal procedure. We'll go to doctors, nothing helps. It happens many times. All our treatment we try, it doesn't help. Then we think of an army, that now called an army. So he called the sheikh of his time, a very great sheikh, to come and see also. So when he came, he started reading Quran Sharif and blowing on the stomach of the child. The doctor was the royal physician, the king's doctor. He also was treating, and it did not help, nothing helped. So when this great buzur, he was doing his amaliyat, reading and blowing, so that doctor, royal doctor said, what can your reading and blowing help? That can't help, because I know he's got like a liver problem, he's got a kidney problem, I've diagnosed that, and that has to be treated. Medicine has to get there, and that has to be treated. And this, you just reading and blowing, that is not going to help. So that great buzurg looked at him and told him, I always thought you to be a very intelligent and wise person. Today I've realized what a stupid, foolish, donkey, idiot you are. Now the king's royal physician, and in front of the king to be told that, he could not tolerate it. He started sweating, all sweat on his veins, all his veins started blowing up. He became very edgy, he couldn't control himself. Then he told him, those were just my words. I told you, you're a stupid donkey, idiot, and that had so much effect on your body. That you are sweating now, you are trembling now, your veins have swollen up, and the words of Allah, that won't have an effect, that will have so much more effect. So these words also have got great, great effect. But we should get to reality. Tawbah, istighfar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also explains it very beautifully. Then tawbah, istighfar, the words of it is like planting the seed. When you have planted the seed, the tree doesn't grow immediately. And then just leaving the seed in the ground is also not sufficient. We should now water it, put fertilizer, etc. And then let the tree grow. And the fruit of tawbah istighfar is extremely sweet. Sabr, as it is commonly said, is very bitter to make sabr. A person has to tolerate so much, he can't. It's very hard to make sabr. But the fruit of sabr is extremely sweet. Therefore, to make sabr is very, very bitter. But the fruit of sabr is very, very sweet. Like yesterday we mentioned that when wrong things which are happening in the family, like on Eid day, most of us going to be faced with situations. There won't be proper parda, etc. Lot of other, maybe some music also, maybe photography also, videoing also. Now to put it right, then you have to pay the price for it. You're going to be labeled now that you're an extremist, you're a fundamentalist, you are way out, etc. So the price you have to pay. But when you pay the price from Allah, the price is also very great. For a person who puts the wrong right, and we should do it in the ways of Sharia, in the proper way, in that Allah's help also comes. But even then, you're still going to get labeled. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the title of Al-Amin and Al-Sadiq by the non-Muslims. They gave him those titles. What his akhlaq, what his character was. But the minute and who could give better invitation than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In fact, when he called towards Kalima, he first arranged meals for all the people. Then he, everything he had done, but the minute he gave the da'wat of the truth, then those very same people, how they turned against him. So we have to pay the price. But the price also, the maqam and kuntal now, what a higher and higher position of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala is granting. So we also in our families, in our ways, we should consult with the ulama and find out how to go about it, and then be prepared also if little bit ups and downs come. Go through it, but inshallah eventually we will be the winner. And also in many cases it has been seen that when the person he tried at the beginning, all the family opposed him. But not long after, they all supported him. Like, for example, you initiated, the woman was being parda, you spoke about it, you encouraged, you maintained parda, they didn't like it, they disliked you, you are spoiling our happy days of Eid and family functions, you are a spoiler, you are coming to spoil everything here. But eventually, all those very people came into parda also. So it Allah Ta'ala gives it, we must be sincere and we must keep on trying. So anyway, yeah, also the word of Tawbah, Istighfar are very, very valuable. So the planting of it, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that start making your 100 times Istighfar. Just the words, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. He says you will see, like for example, if you are a person committing 500 gunas a day, for example. You read this for a period, you will see yourself, your gunas are gone to 400, 300. They will go lower and lower. These words have got great, great effect. And this Tawbah Istighfar in itself also, ulama have written how many kitabs, various great, great ulama have written kitabs on the virtues of Tawbah and Istighfar. A very great ibadat it is. In there it is comes. The people went to an alim, they told that I've got this problem, make Tawbah Istighfar. Another one came, another problem, Tawbah. Four or five people, the khadim, person sitting near, said, Hazrat, what is this? All different problems and one prescription. Like everyone goes to the doctor, he gives them Panado. Somebody comes with a body fever, Panado. Somebody comes headache, Panado. Everyone he gives Panado. Or antibiotic, he just gives the one. For everyone, you're just giving istighfar. You say, it's not me. Allah Ta'ala says, Istaghfiru Rabbakum Summa Tubu Ilay. That you make istighfar in Tawbah, there were droughts, Allah will send rains. You haven't got children, Allah will give you children. Everything. So Tawbah, istighfar is a very, 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 very great ibadah. It is lazim for a believer. At one stage, I found Hazrat when Hazrat was alive. Allah grant him the highest stages, and I told him, Hazrat, whenever I make dua, only Tawbah Istighfar comes on my tongue. I thought he'll remedy me and he'll reprimand me also, must make all the other duas. Hazrat said, if Tawbah Istighfar is coming on your tongue, then understand the highways of reaching Allah are open for you now. So that is for all of us. If Allah give us Tawbah Istighfar, the tawfiq of making thinking, and if the haqiqat comes and we realize, one is we accept that I'm a sinner, and one is we understand I'm a sinner, I'm the worst, and we make Tawbah Istighfar from that level, and we beg of Allah, then that will have great, great fruit by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. The fruit of Tawbah and Istighfar are very, very great, abundant also, and very sweet. So whenever there are problems, Tawbah Istighfar also. And the words, start with the words. And then inshallah, by the barakat of those words, the haqiqat and reality will also come. So we have to start with that. So as the Shaykh Rahmatullah says, it is my experience, my conviction, and that of my elders also. Solutions to problems are these. So Allah give us tawfiq that we, whenever we think, identify a problem, everyone, like that, problems are there, but we carry on. But some problem there is there at that time, then resort to this. And also, from my own experience, not my experience, but what friends have personally told us, they faced problems like it was the end. Qiyamah was here now. Terrible problems. Nowadays, no solution. But they just did this amal little bit. And Allah changed it in such a way as though that was a joke. That it didn't even exist. It was just like a joke. How Allah Ta'ala changed it and brought good condition. What you thought, now finish, end of the world for me. There is no way that I can come out of this problem. But these things changed it. And this is in all our problems we have got. So one is durood sharif. Allah give us tawfiq regularly. All our durood sharif we should read. Fridays we should read more durood sharif. But when we have a problem, then so particularly for that problem, read durood sharif. And any durood sharif. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any durood sharif. Otherwise, the durood at Tunjina is very, very effective. And Allah give us all tawfiq, tawfiq, where we don't know durood et tunjina, learn it, get it, it is printed, ulama will direct us to it, and we should try and learn it. That is very, very effective. Otherwise, just durood sharif has got great, great value. And then, tawbah and istighfar. Just the words, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, that also has got great value. And as we have explained, that reading istighfar 100,000 times, how many people's, what problems, how they got solved also. And la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is also istighfar, and very effective also. And where Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah put him in a prison, in the fish belly, in the stomach of the fish, but he got saved from there also with this. And then also we have to have our patience. Yunus alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah. But for how long he stayed? It wasn't just he read it. We expect before we finish reading it, it must already, the effects must be there. No, we have to also be at it and be continuously at it. And the results are definite. And Allah is so kind. All that he will write down as ibadat also of yours. Not only you were trying to solve your problem, you had one problem, but as ibadat also Allah will react. He will elevate our stages also by it. And the problem also Allah is going to solve. So these two things are very, very important. Then there is another third thing, Allah give us all tawfiq also, extremely important, valuable, sadaqah, to give charity. Charity is a very, very great thing. And this charity also, that on a regular basis, every day, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, he stresses so much also on it. And he says, even if you just give one rand, and even just one rand a day, but according to your status, how much Allah has given you, you should give more also. We were in the haram, and like now you give, for example, one riyal, one good friend of ours, he says, you feel shy to give one riyal. Allah has given him more also. So you in that position, give 10 riyals, give 5 riyals, give more also. How much Allah has given you. So we should try and give charity. Even a piece of a khajur will save you from the fire of Jahannam. A piece of a khajur will save you from the fire of Jahannam. Sadaqah will save us from a bad death. And everyone is worried that how my mort is going to come. So sadaqah is such a thing that it will grant a person a good death also. Save him from a bad death also. And halat and conditions that come, sadaqah will add. What is also good, ulama express that like we make, for example, a animal sadaqah. We have an animal slaughtered. Say, don't worry about doing that also. Don't worry of giving big amount to any particular person or anything. And at such occasions, let us not really give our sadaqah to any like an institution, a darnum, any organization. Because the time it takes for them to process it and it reaches the recipient, many times it takes a long time. With your own hand, you go and give it to somebody. You give it to somebody that will help you tremendously. And instead of giving one big amount, give small amounts to different people, whoever we can. And we don't know which persons, which dua goes out. And duas of non-believers also Allah accepts. Not only of the believers, even of non-believers. And there are so many cases how Allah accepted their duas. The Tatars, when they invaded Baghdad, those people were idol worshippers. But they made dua to Allah, and Allah said, my help is with you against the Muslims. Because the Muslims were not practicing on their deen. They were against, the Muslims were against their own deen. Allah said, my help is with you, the non-believers, against the Muslims. So we just give our sadaqah. How that person who is in what difficulty, what problem, and there just one dua comes out, our work gets done. So we should try and give, and if the problem is such that we have to attend to the problem. So we have to attend it. Give that money to somebody reliable. You go and give on my behalf. and also go and give it to the individuals. Wherever, yeah, again, Shaitan, we have to take our precaution, but Shaitan tells us, no, these people are just professional beggars. They don't deserve it. These people are going to use it on drugs. They're going to go and use it on alcohol. So Shaitan, we must be careful also, but we're going to be so careful we won't find a single person to give it. We're not going to find anyone. And on the other hand again, when it is so clear that they are using it wrongly, try and avoid that also. But we should be in a habit of giving. And especially in Ramadan, where we use our phone for many other things. We can use it from here also. Use it for good things. To give away charity also. Give. We just phone home. We send a message. Give so and so so much. So, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's condition, it comes in the hadith, Ramadan, nothing should even stay on his hand. Just slip away. It comes and it goes. It comes and his generosity knew no limits whatsoever. Yeah, again, we should also consider, we think now, that I'm not a rich man. I can't give so much charity. This is for the rich people. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that, for example, that person of Bani Israel when there was drought, and he said, if this mountain was of wheat, I should have distributed it amongst the poor people. Allah send the information to him through his Nabi that he's got that sawab. Now, how do we know we are sincere? The rich man can have a whole masjid built. The rich man can send the 10 people for Hajj. I can't even manage my own Hajj. I'm a poor man. I can't do anything. So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, you are poor, you can't manage, but you can, if he is giving 1,000 rand, you can give 1 rand. So are you giving your 1 rand? That you should see. That what you can give, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, what great people. Hazrat used to say that the madrasa you are teaching in, and normally we will say that the Maulvis are working for peanuts, they get nothing. So this wages is understood, and Allah's lot of wisdom and goodness in there also. So Allah give us sabr, and Allah gives barakat also on that. So he should say that in your own madrasa also give something. Give something, a little bit also. It will be a source of great goodness for a person. Yeah, again, Shaitan will put this waswasa in your mind. You want to give 1 rand, and the receipt costs 2 rand to print. You are a liability to the madrasa. You are no. And when you want to give a big amount, then Shaitan will say you want to show you can give so much. That the Shaitan works. He will always keep us away. So we should try. Charity is a very, very great thing. Allah give us tawfiq to give charity also. And how it changes and how it saves us from problems, we cannot imagine. The fourth thing, which is very important also, particularly which we want to talk about now, is dua. Dua is a very, very great weapon. And we seldom really use this. Like now in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, hands do lift up. Iftari time, hands do lift up. But make dua also that Allah make us who are the people of dua. There were many buzurgs themselves, they requested this dua. And they told people that make dua, that Allah make you a dua man. A man who is a dua, that for duas, your duas are accepted. And that we become mustajabud da'awat. And there are many amals like that. For example, a person who will read, there is an amal of the buzurg and the pious people, Allahumma khfir li walil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Read it 27 times and Allah will make you mustajabud da'awat. Your du'as will be readily accepted. And there are many other amals also. So see, try and find them and then we read that. So to become a person of du'a is very, very great. Du'as are great, is a great weapon. And no customs can pick it up. It will go through all. One good friend of us, an alim, people ask him that we're going for Umrah, we're going here, what can we bring? He says, just du'as. And he says, with du'as, you won't need place in your bag also. If I ask you to bring me 10 kilos of khajur, I can't bring my own also. Well, I'm going to bring 10 kilos for you also. But du'as will take no weight. They will take no space also. And they will not be, some countries are very strict on fruit and these things. You can't bring that in that country. Very heavy fines, etc. The du'as they won't pick up also. And with your du'as, all your other work will get done also. Du'as are very, very great thing. They think. So Allah Ta'ala, make us people of du'as. Yeah, in Ramadan, inshallah, Allah, everywhere in the whole Muslim world, at iftari time, people are busy making du'as. So let us not leave it just for Ramadan. There is another important thing also, just mention it by the way. Don't make one Ramadan one department in our life. That when Ramadan starts, we open the department. Now, lot of ibadat, lot of zikr, everything. We are super Muslims. When the moon is sighted for Eid, we lock up that department. And we go back to our lives again. Now, Ramadan is part of our journey. And it is to enhance us as far as ibadat is concerned, as far as taqwa is concerned, as far as du'as are concerned, as far as generosity is concerned, as far as compassion and feeling for the poor is concerned. All these things, let Ramadan come, we go through it and we go, وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And this du'a also, make it all the time. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. Allah give us tawfiq. That's right, true, we make this dua. And as we have heard many times mentioned also, that our elders, our kabir, 6 months after Ramadan, they kept continuously made tawbah istighfar that we didn't spend our Ramadan correctly. The next 6 months in anticipation of the next Ramadan coming again. So we should be focused on Ramadan all the time. So these du'as, when we make our du'as that Allah make us all the time that we are making du'as. Also it should not be such that our du'as, we practice du'as. In the sense then, and the imams are, so on an occasion I have to make dua, so I practice my duas also. Dua is to be made to Allah Ta'ala. And not to think that the people are listening and now my duas, and I'm rhyming my duas, and my duas, and I'm making my duas. No, that feeling that Allah is present. Dua is an ibadat of it. It's not a formality. Like never in any jalsa or anything is the beginning, the recitation of Quran in order to entertain the people as a formality. No, it is a source of great barakat. It shouldn't be relegated and brought to a level that just to get the people together. We're having Quran Sharif recitation. And dua at the end is also no formality. That we just end it off now nicely with a dua. No, it is a real. And really, Allah give us all tawfiq. We had a jalsa, we had an ijtima, we have a bayan. Then the dua really should be focused on that again. That what you spoke for 1 hour, what you had programs for three days. Now what you wanted to take out, now ask Allah Ta'ala. And the real essence of it is that in our tahajjud time, in our private time, we ask Allah. And then ijtimai, all together also. And it is for that reason also, on these occasions, du'as are made loudly. Because we all are focusing on the same thing. And so everyone, and after namaz, du'as are made softly, everyone has got his own needs. So everyone is asking from Allah what he wants to. But here where we are all focusing. So really the dua, whenever we make dua, it should be focused on that subject of ours. What we want to, we spoke 1 hour to try and bring something alive. Now the real doer is not us, it's not our talking, nothing, it is only Allah. So we have to turn to Allah and beg Him that you bring this reality now into us, into our lives. So dua is that great thing, sadaqah also, and then du'as also. It is related that taqdeer is written, Allah has written. But taqdeer cannot be changed, that normally we understand. But that ulama have written, or it may be that the subject matter of a hadith, that our planning and our efforts cannot change taqdeer. But dua changes taqdeer. Dua is that taqdeer is not above Allah Ta'ala. That now, na'uzubillah, Allah is also helpless, it's written down. Allah told the pen to write, and it wrote by the command of Allah, and it wrote everything, and now Allah can't change that. No, that is not the case. Allah is absolute. He is above everything. And Allah Ta'ala, when Allah wishes to, He can change. One dua of our Shaykh also, just imagine their humility and their humbleness, that, oh Allah, if in my taqdeer is written a bad end of my life, I beg you change it into a good end. And who of us know what our end is? No matter how, there were those people extremely piously pious, Shaykh Abdullah and Andalusi rahmatullah alayh, Shaykh of Shaykh Shibli, and Shaykh of such great people, but also what conditions and halat came in their lives. So nobody has got a guarantee. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that what was the most common dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam should make in the house. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh, the changer of heart. Make my heart firm, strong on deen, on iman, on Islam. When Allah's Nabi, where there is no question to be asked by anyone, impossible. He is making, it's a teaching for us how much we have to make that dua. And let us make that dua for us and for all our families also. So all of us, this halat that come on us, anyone, whether it is financial matters, health problems, whether it is today depression is a major thing, whether it is any other problem, fights and arguments, husband, wife, family, let us resort to this also and see the help of Allah Ta'ala coming. And do we have to do it? Hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Carry on doing it, and Allah will do it. But we keep on trying. And when these halat are there, and we don't feel like, sometimes, this is also, some people also feel our iman is at stake, that I have lost my iman also. Who will feel like that? It is only a mu'min who will feel like that. A person who is not a mu'min doesn't feel it at all. Doesn't worry about it at all. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, for many years ago, there were instances of girls eloping, running away with non-Muslim boys. Hazrat Ji should say, and they not even worry. People speak to them, your iman. They not worry. Hazrat Ji should say, they were not even believers in the first place. We thought that they were believers. Otherwise, a person who is a believer, the minute he feels my iman, that I'm losing my iman, I'm making my namaz, but I'm not getting enjoyment, my heart is not there, what's wrong? That's a sign you've got iman. When the Sahaba complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's the iman. That you are there to worry. A person who does not worry also. Other people worry for you. Your parents worry for you. The ulama are worrying for you. The well-wishers of the ummah are worrying for you. But you yourself are not worried also. So when you are worried, is a clear sign that you have got iman. And also, even if it comes to that condition, people go through conditions. Like Shaykh Shibli himself also, Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi rahmatullahi, then well, the attachment with the people, all his murids, their duas, 1 year afterwards, mashallah, Allah gave him back his iman again. So we also, as parents, as family people, as members, and the ummatis of the ummat, those people who have gone out, perhaps they saying, our duty, we must bring them back with dua again. Duas will bring them back again. So we have to keep on making our duas. So nobody has to feel depressed. Don't feel anything that we are lost. I'm a lost case or anything. For everyone in our deen, and this from Quran and Hadith and ulama and Rabban, and go to such ulama. That person who killed 99 people, and he went to that alim, and he told him, 19, no chance for you. So he killed him also. But a person who was an alim, a Rabbani, he had connection with Allah. Hey, he told, by all means, you just, 100, what is 100 in front of Allah? It is limited. Allah's forgiveness is unlimited. Where can a thing which is limited, which contains in one little container, be that which is unlimited? Like normally we'll say the sea is unlimited, but the sea is also limited. Allah's rahmat is totally unlimited. So we will never lose hope ourselves, never let anyone lose hope. By Allah, there is no loser. We just turn to Allah. When it comes to such conditions, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, then you be regularly with your faraid, your wajibat, sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Don't engage too much in other ibadat. Just do your basics and you remain a bit light and comfortable. And then when you back on track, you again start with all your ibadat. Where those things come to every person in his life. Life is like a roller coaster. It goes up and down. Sometimes you feel very good, sometimes you feel a bit down. These conditions come to every person. So when those conditions come, do the basics of our deen and take it a bit light. Light-hearted talks, etc., and more of the fazail and all the Allah's rahmat and mercy. Just let that be covering you up at that time. And then when you get strong again, very quick you change again. Now you start thinking of making gunas again. Then Allah, think of Allah's azab also at that time. Don't go back to gunas again. Keep that also at bay. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And in this Mubarak month, let's say Allah put it in our hearts that asbab of dunya, which are jais, no problem. You have alarm system, you have burglar bars, no problem. But that is not your protection. Protection is only from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the only one to protect you. And we have so many examples of that. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in Hijrat, just that spider web. With that Allah protected his Nabi. How Allah protects? Allah's Qudrat, Israt is so great. So we have to turn to Allah. And now also is the time again. And let us make du'as and turn to Allah. And turn to Allah. And turn to Allah. And make du'a for one another also, for all of us. We are all desperately need of Allah's mercy. And du'a is one great means to draw it. May Allah give us all tawfiq.